Welcome back. I'm so excited today that my guest is Jack Kleemeyer. He's a certified John Maxwell coach, as well as an accomplished speaker, trainer, and among many other things, he has trained entrepreneurs to use speaking as a marketing tactic, just as he has done. So welcome to the Quick Tips to Grow Your Business Using Speaking podcast, Jack.
Thanks, Pat. It's good to be here. Good to be with you. Excited.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you today. So let's just get started by talking about what do you think is the most important thing that people need to be ready for when they're starting to use speaking as a marketing tactic?
Yeah, great question. I think there's so many things, but if you want to boil it down, I think the first thing is to get good, meaning get good at your craft, get good at speaking. Mm-hmm. Go to Toastmasters, go to Dale Carnegie. I believe in Toastmasters. I've been a member for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. And so get good at speaking. And then I think the second thing is to get clear on what you want to offer, because a confused mind always says no. So if you get clear on what you're going to offer, either a complimentary consultation or a package or a program. And then the third is probably just to get comfortable with offering that, right? So get good at speaking, get clear on what you're going to offer, and then get comfortable with offering that. I think those are the three things probably that would be the best advice I would give to somebody that wants to use speaking for marketing.
Yes. And so what do you say to those people who think that when they go out speaking as a marketing tactic, their goal is just to collect email addresses and not make an offer? Do you think that's okay too?
It's the slow road. yes, you could do that. You can collect those as long as you have some kind of mechanism to stay in touch with those folks over time. Absolutely, you could do that. And some of my speeches, quite frankly, have turned into that. When I didn't close to have somebody sign up for something right there on the spot, it turned into collecting the email addresses. And so I devised a little way to do that. And when I spoke live, I would routinely capture 80% of the audience of their contact information. And I would know exactly what their level of interest was and whatever I was going to do. And then to your point, though, if you don't capture them and have action taken right there at the time, chasing them is a hard thing to do because they, they're ready right then, but then once they leave, they found something else they're excited about. Yeah. So you got to capture them right then and there. But yeah, you could build your list certainly, and then stay in touch with them, and then keep, try to figure out some ways to reconnect with them, to come back to them. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a webinar or videos. You remember the insurance company that I sent some of the videos that I did with you. And it was it turned out to be an awesome day. It turned out to be a $3,000 day. It could have been a $100,000 day. But he wanted to control the money some way, and it got all convoluted in the end. But it was a really neat way, really neat opportunity to see how video worked. And so he saw my videos and he liked those. And then we connected and we talked. And then Tommy Richardson and I went over there and did a full day program for him. So it was good thing.
Yeah. And so you did leave with over $100,000 worth of commitments for coaching and masterminds and group coaching and stuff like that. Right.
Yep. Sure did. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Sure yeah. Did. And we were clear. I mean, we set up, we're going to offer this coaching package. We're going to offer this group coaching / mastermind hybrid package. And very clear on what we wanted. And we had an order form ready. So we were really, really clear. We called for action. They put their credit card numbers on the sheet. We collected them right then and there. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so when you're doing a big speaking engagement, like to ICF or somewhere, how do you try to get people connected with you there?
Well, you mean just rapport wise, I just try to connect with the audience, right? So I just use that as for me, I use humor. I use I'll meet people before the talk, and I'll remember their names. And I'll interject that back in. So I use a lot of, I've come to find out that's a lot of the strategy that John Maxwell does too. And he's known as a great communicator, because the audience just feels like they're in the living room talking to him. So that's what I do, is I listen to stories that I hear in conversations before I speak. And then I remember people's names, and I bring up their names and try to find out who the centers of influence are in the room and use them as an example. Nothing that would put them off or embarrass them in any way, shape, or form, but just maybe recollect a conversation that the whole group might be experiencing or something. Yeah. And it seems like you've known us forever. And it's, mm-hmm. It's because I listened and then I wove that into my presentation.
Yes, and so that is another thing that goes back to your original point about be comfortable with your topic and know how to present. So yeah. Then you can make these tweaks on the fly based on the information you gather.
Absolutely. I used to get all nervous and try to document everything and try to write down at this time, say this. And I was so focused on that, I forgot about the audience. When I focus on the audience, I do much, much better.
Yeah.
It's more me. And then I just, a coach one time told me, just relax, you've got this. And so I just take a deep breath and say, I've got this. And, you know, microphones didn't work. I showed up I was going to do two talks for a group one time. Showed up to give talk A, and they had it scheduled on the book for talk B. So I didn't have any handouts. So I had to completely shift gears and everything. And if I hadn't been relaxed, that would have completely, in my earlier days, that would have completely wiped me out. So the audience was there to hear me talk about something that I thought I was talking about something else. And then we reversed them. Right. So that stuff, it's going to happen. Just a matter of time. It's going to happen. So be ready for it. You're going to have power go out. You're going to have no microphone when you need a microphone it's just kind of fun.
And so you use a card, right?
Yeah.
To pass around. So tell us about the card.
Yeah. So I made up a little card. It's, I thought I had one here and I don't, which is just great. But anyway, it's just a little card that's in all my handouts. And it just says, of course it helps to have a name like Jack, because it says, I need to know Jack on it. And then they mark on that if they want me to talk about coaching, or if they want to talk to me about talking to their group, or about being in a peer group or a mastermind. I found that the peer group, people don't ask as many questions about a peer group, but if you talk about a mastermind, they want to know, what's a mastermind? Mm-hmm. That's not the time to educate that. So I call it a peer group. And then, I think I have four different places. Oh, sign up for my monthly newsletter or weekly newsletter. Yeah, that's on there.
Yeah. And so how many people that sign up that they're interested in one of those other things besides the newsletter actually follow through in the end to do it?
Yeah, probably 1 in 10, maybe. If that, it's not that, like I say, if I don't grab them that day and have them fill out some kind of commitment form right then and there, I'm chasing them. And the people that were, I even had a priest come up to me and said, you know, I'd really like to have a coach. And I said, oh, Father, that'd be great. I'd be honored to be your coach. You know, I said,
yeah.
I even told him, I said, you know, we could even, I'd appreciate you being a spiritual guide for me. You know, we could talk about something like that. And then the son of a bitch wouldn't call me back. Sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say it that way. The guy wouldn't, I was a priest. And so it's kind of like, you know, it's like, well, darn. So it's not just, it's everybody does it to you, you know? So you probably have to edit out that cuss word anyway. So yeah, but he wouldn't call me back. Patty wouldn't, you know, and he was like, oh, I really like to talk to you. You know, and I was like, oh, a priest wouldn't lie to me.
Yeah.
Evidently he did. So.
Yeah. So what do you do then to try to get those other 9 out of the 10?
Well, so I call and leave messages, of course, or send them an email, which I can tell if they've opened it or not. I can tell that on my system.
Yeah.
And then I just put them in my weekly follow-up. I mean, because I have an email that goes out every Thursday morning. It's called Throttle Up Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going for about 9 years. I've maybe missed a year over the time. I mean, you know, it's the almost weekly email. and then that reconnects with them, right? And then I've had people call me from that. I had a hospital. I gave a talk to an HR group. The HR manager of a hospital called me and said, we'd love for you to come out and talk to us about a leadership training. So, and that was probably 6 months after the event.
Yeah. So patience is a virtue, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Patience is a virtue. Cause if you get all anxious and stuff, it's going to show up as if you're needy.
Yeah.
You know, or desperate, and that doesn't sell. So just be competent. Right.
Yeah. Right. You have something of benefit to them.
Right. And I have the leverage that I can say, well, you know, you indicated you wanted to talk to me, and I'm just trying to make sure that that conversation happens. Right.
Yeah.
So I try to use that little bit of reverse psychology with them.
Yeah. So how do you find speaking engagements?
Yeah, well, with the COVID thing, that's been more of a challenge. But what I did as soon as COVID came out is I went to Eventbrite and started putting events on Eventbrite. And I have 3 or 4 things a month going on. And I've grown my list probably by 200 people since.
Really?
Yeah, since COVID started.
Just random people find it on Eventbrite.
Yeah, because Eventbrite has its own search engine, right? Eventbrite is, And then tag it with personal development or professional development or whatever your thing is.
Yeah.
And then I also put those links in my social media. I put them in my weekly email. I put them in other communications that I have. In the, you know, here's what's coming up. And if you go to my website and look under events, or Where's Jack, it just takes you to my Eventbrite page, which shows you the listing of the different things I've got going on. But it's just, I just keep putting stuff out there, and I've gotten some great connections. Got a great connection with the chamber director that way, and helped her out with some stuff with her chamber. And then she wants me to start to lead some round tables.
Wow.
So I've gotten a lot of opportunities that way. And it's just, you know.
And so are these people nationally that are coming because they're virtual opportunities?
No. Well, there was, no, not really. Probably some are, no, maybe 10% have been from away from here. It's kind of interesting. It's been mostly people in the local area. And then I'm also a support director for our BNI franchise here in Central Indiana. And so I put the events on the BNI page too, because if I put them on the BNI page, they get CE credits for coming there. Uh-huh. And then also it kind of advertises itself. So I try to figure out sometimes I'll do a Facebook group, or sometimes I'll partner with a chamber to promote this particular program. And then that helps me to get lift and get more eyes on to come to the event.
Yeah. So you're talking all about events that you are putting on. Have you found it's difficult to find places that are looking for speakers for their meetings now?
You know, I've only spoken a couple of times besides doing a corporate training with clients and stuff, but there's only been a couple that I've done some speaking with, and that worked out really good. I did a talk about a month ago to a group, and I got three really good connections from that. And then those people would become kind of referral partners. Mm-hmm. Then I did another talk for a networking group, and I've got two follow-up appointments, and they're already scheduled actually on my calendar for people to talk to me about working with them as a coach.
Yeah. So how should people go about looking right now for those types of opportunities where they're brought in to be the speaker?
Well, I think that kind of goes back to your network in a way, but also look for opportunities to speak. I've got a Google search for Google, you know, the keyword search for what's it say? Speakers. Mm-hmm. Speakers needed, speakers wanted, something like that. I can't remember exactly what it is, but those come up from time to time, and I click on those. There's a site that you can speak for free. I've stayed away from that because I don't want to be known as a free speaker. Okay. But I have done a lot of stuff for free, and I'll still do stuff for free. I just don't want to have that label on me,
which
maybe is right or wrong. And then I've talked to my peers, talked to other people, said, hey, if you have an event, I'd love to be a speaker at your event. You can be a speaker at mine. And that's worked out pretty well too.
Yeah. And speaking of fee or free, what's your belief?
Well, I think it depends on what you're using your speaking for. If you're using your speaking as a professional speaker, then you ought to speak for fee, for some kind of a fee. And that'll, as you get better, you can increase that some. If you're looking to use it for marketing, I usually speak for free with the caveat thrown in there that I want to make an offer. And I say it's a really low-key offer. It's not high pressure. And the next step would be for people to have a complimentary consultation with me or sign up for my email. And I don't think I've ever had anybody tell me no when I've said that.
Yeah. Okay. So starting out using marketing, using speaking for marketing as a free speaker, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. gathering names after you make an offer, et cetera.
Yep. Yep. And work on your craft, get a talk that, that you're really fond of, that you can really give with a lot of, pizzazz, if you will, or a lot of passion, or, you know, and use that talk. And then you can take that talk. Like what I give is called the MF factor, not what you think. It's called your mind frame. And there's a next one's called your BS story, which is your belief system story. It's basically the same talk. It's just kind of paced two different ways. It's interesting to me too, because the HR people want to hear my MF factor talk or my BS story talk. And I'm like, you're in HR. You really want to hear that? And then I offer to do lunch and learns too, Pat. I mean, I'll, you know, if I meet somebody, I look in some different Facebook groups and I said, you know, hey, let me do a complimentary lunch and learn for your group, you know?
Yeah.
And then I just figure if I can get in there, I'll resonate with somebody and I'll just take that relationship to whatever ends I can. Not to manipulate or take advantage of, but to bring value, right?
Yeah. Those are really great tips. So one thing I always ask everybody who's on with me is, what are three traits that you think people need to have in order to become good at using speaking as a marketing tactic?
Three traits that somebody has to have to become good at to use speaking, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think you need to enjoy it. That's probably not a trait, but I think you need to be able to hold an audience.
Yeah.
So be interesting. Mm-hmm. I think you need to be audience focused, not self focused.
Yes, that's good.
And then I think the third one would probably be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, that's a really great tip. So how can people reach you?
Sure. So you can email me at jack@gyb, like green, yellow, blue. That's not what it stands for, but gybcoaching.com. It stands for Grow Your Business. Or you can go to my website and contact me through that, gybcoaching.com. Connect with me on LinkedIn or Facebook. It'd be great. Jack Klemeyer, Klemeyer.
Excellent. Thank you. And thanks so much for being on with me today. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Soar to Success, Grow Your Business with Speaking weekly podcast. For more information about using speaking as a marketing strategy, visit pataltbader.com.